The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
And five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Gabriel Stay. She's
that chick.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, 2025. Listen, guys, if you are watching this and you are wondering why nothing new is happening, it's because we are shooting this episode on Tuesday, March the 4th, because Angel is currently international Angel.
Yeah.
She's out of town. So we shot this a week early with topics that would normally be reserved for the bonus. And we are shooting the bonus closer to the time the actual episode will come out. So I apologize if you're not on our Patreon. If you need the up-to-date news, get on the Patreon then. If you don't care about it, then keep living your life the way you live it.
Keep living.
Let's jump right in, Angel. Now, you don't be down to the Twitter. So let me tell you about Dr. Dan. You can title this episode Dr. Dan. Dr. Dan was trending down to the Twitter. Somebody found this in their mom's closet. Grandma's closet. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds more like a grandma type of thing.
It's a business card with a front and back. I'm gonna read you the front of the business card. I'm gonna read you the back.
Please read everything.
I'm gonna read every word on the card. Dr. Dan, expert, plain and fancy effing. Evenings by appointment only. Bottom left says cut rate to party of six or more satisfaction
there you go.
With one hard on. Bottom right, widows, a specialty. Top left.
Come on, give it.
Virgins treated gently.
And what?
Spinsters satisfied.
Yeah.
Top right, extra attention given to neglected married women.
Look at that. Oh, look at that.
The back is the price list. And you know it was back in the day. Based on the price list.
These are Groupon prices, people.
And also, if you haven't seen it, the paper is withered and yellowing. It looks like it was just sitting in a house. It's not like weathered by the sun. It's like, hey, price list in order. Plain insertion, $20. With caresses, $27. Yep. Inverted positions, $22.50. Dog fashion.
I love that it's dog fashion. Yeah.
Instead of doggy style?
Yeah, dog fashion.
Dog fashion, $22.50. With barking and yelping, $25. Womb stretch, $39.25.
Now I want to know what that is.
What is womb stretch?
That sounds fitting.
That womb stretch is, I don't even know what that is, but it's $39.25. $50 can get you a tongue bath. Now, you want a muff dive? You want a muff dive, do you? You spinster? $100 for the muff dive. That's how I know this is old. This was back when coochie eating was taboo.
Yeah.
When Uncle Junior was eating that coochie on The Sopranos, and they thought, hey, man, what you doing eating that coochie? And they said he was good at it, that Uncle Junior was eating coochie.
And that's why it was called a muff, because all of the hair was there.
Muff?
Yeah. It was they like don't know air about muffs.
Me and Marcus was talking about this. Back in the early 2000s, that bald coochie wasn't in like it is in now. You had to eat through them civil rights marches if you want to get to that clitoral.
Yeah.
Good. Time limits per hour, $37.50. All night, 12 hours. It's $150. Sir, that is half the day too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's all. That it, at no time in the year is 12 hours all night. Yeah. That's more than all.
Yeah.
It should be 8, 9 top, maybe 10 tops. 12 hours is a long shift of any job.
Yeah, but this is including, I think, sleep, like holding you while you sleep. I think it's a lot of that. So not just working out.
It's not just Forrest Gump principle.
No, it's not that.
It's going to be sore peen.
Yeah.
All right. Final section, extra attention. Titty chewing, $1.15.
Chewing on the titty.
Now, that's not a thing I have known to have existed.
Let me tell you, when I saw that, I was like, wait a minute, are we actually talking about real dogs? Let me go back. Because that's the only time you see something like that, when the puppies be chewing on a mama's titty. I was like, what are we talking about?
Titty chewing, $1.25. French kissing, mouth, $2.75. Coochie, see muff die. Y'all ain't gonna trick me. Yeah. Now kiss this. You gonna get that 100. You going right back to that 100.
Yeah.
That's a $100 kiss on them lips. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Now the lips up top, above the Mason-Dixon line, that ain't number, what was the kiss? Ain't number
25?
25. No, $2.75 French kissing. Now below the Mason-Dixon line.
$2.75 for a kiss.
For a French kiss.
You can't even get French fries. You got a French kiss for $2.75. You can't even get French fries in 2024 for $2.75. These are deals. This is deals. I love this.
French tickler, $3.25.
Now, what is that?
That I don't know, and nor do I want to.
I'm gonna see if
Google
it. Come over here, computer. What is a French? What is it? Tickler.
French tickler. $3.25.
It says a ribbed condom. What does it mean to French tickle someone? Yeah. It is a latex condom that is designed to designed with additional protrusions to enhance the sexual pleasure of the receiver.
So you put it on the helmet? Or you put it on your finger?
You put it on your penis. I think you
It's only $3.25.
I think you add that to the regular insertion.
Oh, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. It's an add-on.
That go with the helmet on top. You just can't get the French tickler on. Oh, okay. You add it to the helmet price. The plain insertion for the 20, you get the French tickler. You end up at number $23.25.
Or maybe that's just because does he have finger ring on there?
He got finger diddle.
Okay. Well, then, I would think
that's $9.50. So if you want the French tickler, $12.75.
This man was thinking of everything.
And Vaseline, if needed, $1.25.
Oh, wow. Vaseline.
They was lubing it up with petroleum jelly. The shiniest coochie you'd ever did see.
Oh, my God.
Put this petroleum jelly on that coochie. That boy, they didn't have the stuff you need, man. You need the glide and slide.
Yeah, no, they said, you still going to have to push through this oppression.
Petroleum jelly?
Petroleum jelly. You know how hot you have to get it for it to make itself malleable? You got
And when
to...
you get cold, put that on your face on the way out.
That's exactly what I used to do in college. It would be so cold, I would put Vaseline all across my face. That on your penis or vagina, you got to be going about 60 miles an hour.
You got to warm it up.
Yeah, to get it to be an oil-like substance versus a whole gelatin-type situation. Oh.
And also, Vaseline go back cold.
Yeah.
I mean, it warms up and it be liquefied.
Yeah, but it's going to go back.
What if they put it in the microwave?
They didn't have no microwave back then?
They had microwaves in the 60s.
Did they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Microwave ain't as old as I thought, though.
How old is the microwave?
I'm going to say 1958.
How old is the microwave?
I was watching the food that made us.
1945.
Oh, Lord.
When you watch the food that made us, boy, there's people, I think one of the jokes was Joe Biden was older than the microwave, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow. Well, the fact of the matter is the microwave was not invented for my black self until the 90s. We didn't have no microwave when I was growing up.
Yep. Joe Biden born in 1942. He was 3 years old when they invented the microwave.
I can believe that he's older than a lot of things.
Yeah. Betty White, they said, was older than sliced bread. Like, literally. idea of sliced bread wasn't a thing, and the bakeries sold it sliced later on.
They were like, oh, you want to make sandwiches easier? Okay, I guess. I really love this man's ingenuity, his business acumen. The fact that he printed this on a card. His name was Dan what? Dan what?
Dr. Dan. He wasn't a doctor, but he got the job done.
What if he was? What if this was his side practice? What if he was a gyno and he was like, you know what? I could be putting my penis in you instead of my fingers. And this would go so much faster for me. So much faster. Because I'm only getting paid 50 cents every exam.
It'd go faster in multiple ways.
Yeah, exactly. But if he really was like, no, I am a doctor. I can check you out. Or I can bust a nut, whichever one.
Vibrators used to be a medical device for hysteria.
What? The things they do to women.
You know hysteria, the word hysteria comes from hysterectomy.
They got the same root word, that's for sure.
I believe it was connected, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they got the same root word, and that makes it make sense.
Boy, we was crazy, man.
They do any and everything to women. We're going to eventually find out these damn pap smears is torture, too. You can't tell me that's the only way you can tell me
that
if my
cold stuff. Little, what's the thing called, forceps?
It's called a speculum.
Speculum, not to be confused with, I don't want to say what we're talking about. We got a new commercial coming out.
Oh, yeah, not to be confused with that.
Yeah, not to be confused with other things.
But
specialty.
That thing, metal. It looks like a torture device.
It got a.
Yeah, it got a crank.
It got crank a crank that on soldier it, boy. Crank that coochie, you. And it looked like it'd be freezing.
It do be. They try to warm them up, and they now have plastic ones. But then it's also not great once they in there.
Do you hide your underwear in there?
In my clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I have them on, yes.
I've seen these TikToks about.
I fold them up.
But I showed Liz one. They said, it was like, what do you think is going to happen? The doctor's going to be like, after he finishes giving you your passport, he's going to be like, I see your underwear. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been inside your body. He or she's been inside your body. But the underwear scene is too much.
It's a lot. It's not.
Why is the underwear more intimate than your actual body?
Because it's my personal taste. It also is. Dude, I leave.
We see all draws. You're like, well, these are terrible.
Right.
Dang, man, I'm in between watches right now.
You just don't know. And sometimes people leave a slug trail in their draws because there ain't nothing you can do about it.
I was on Twitter and this girl, and this sometimes I feel like everybody ain't supposed to see every tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And the person was like, the girl had a dress where it was like, you couldn't see how she had panties on. Mm-hmm. Somebody was like, how you wear this when you know what I'm saying? You be having...
When you're on your cycle? Or
No. Just, you know what
just
I'm saying?
Just in life, yeah.
She was like, how you be wearing this? What you know? The way she wrote it was like, how you be wearing this? You know what the fluid? And they was like, well, you got to go tampon here or this or flip it up. Or I heard like a C-string thong. I said, y'all doing new stuff.
I don't know about
I felt women. Like I was in women business.
You were.
But it was on the main timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't supposed to know how y'all do that. That's witchcraft.
It do be. Sometimes they just don't wear no drawers. And then you end up seeing the coochie if the dress is too short. That happened once. Not to me.
You've seen somebody else's coochie?
Oh, Lord.
And it's somebody y'all know.
You seen somebody we know's coochie?
Mm-hmm. And I said.
Turn it around, Josh.
Want to take a quick break from our show to talk about our sponsor, ZocDoc. Have you ever woken up with a funky symptom like a swollen, itchy eye, funky looking rash, tight pain in your neck, persistent cold that won't go away, and immediately Googled or searched on TikTok to see what's wrong? We've all gone down that rabbit hole, but it's time to get help and care you really need with ZocDoc. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle anymore when it comes to finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you got options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click instantly to book an appointment. You can filter doctors who take insurance, located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings, choose a time slot that works for you, and click instantly to book a visit. Appointments made through ZocDoc also happen fast, typically with just 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. Listen, we got a family of four. Melissa got her doctoral needs. I got my doctoral needs. The boys got their doctoral needs. And this is a good option for us. And if it's good enough for me, it's definitely good enough for you, because you and I are most likely alike. That's why you're listening to this podcast. Stop putting off these doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/SK to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/SK. ZocDoc.com/SK. Now back to the show.
So stupid. Yeah, no. I really was like, girl.
What is, does that change y'all relationship?
No, I don't know her well enough.
Oh, she don't know.
I didn't know her well enough to know to be like, I do not want to see your pussy. Put that thing away.
Let me show you how your coochie works.
That's crazy. That's Sharon Stone in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That
baby didn't even have to do it. That thing was out. The dress was just too short. And it was tight. That's why she didn't wear drawers.
There ain't no scenario where I don't wear drawers.
Oh, there's so many.
I need everything together.
Well, y'all got
Avengers Assemble. Yeah, our body outside. I was thinking about this. I thought about yapping about this, but I thought it might be too forward. Women really put our bodies inside of y'all's bodies.
I know. You know what?
That is invasive.
It is very invasive. And as I get older, I have to really, you know, really be in the mood. There's been so many children birthed out of my body, okay? So many years of wearing the Diva cups, tampons, all this. I'd be like, enough is enough.
Enough things inside of me. Yeah,
really?
Nothing ever been inside of me ever.
That alone would make me want to be a stud lesbian. Don't put nothing else in me.
I'm doing the bending now.
I'm doing the bending. I'm doing the putting. I'm tired of this. Now you open up. Let me just rearrange stuff in there.
Let me ram this inside of you. How do you like it?
Yes. It gets fatigued.
Angel want to do the headline on the shade room. Angel want to do the bending now.
Doing the bending.
You already got the locks. You ain't far off. You already got the dress shirt on.
That's why I told Marcus. So when I do play in the All-Star game, when I Euro step.
That's exactly it. And that going in from wherever you shoot.
Oh, yeah. And then I added another. I'm a fake.
That's
when
it.
When nobody else is there.
Hey, there you go. You can get a triple double in that Celebrity All-Star game.
No, nobody can be around me when I'm doing it. Well, I need to do it when it's.
Yeah.
Throw it to me when everybody else
is outside. You had three different shots. Every shot looked different that you just did.
But I said, I'm going as a stud. I said I'm doing straight backs.
You look like Chelsea Gray.
I'm just me on the court until I make a shot. Then I'm like, then I'm gonna go back. I said I'm gonna bind down my breasts and everything. Yeah.
Is that how you?
that's my stud. Yeah.
Please holler at this film as a stud. Baby Yoda is a film angel. Please holler at Baby Yoda with that voice. Let me know how you
I don't even know how they do this.
Angel,
this
so you crazy. Got you got to do the bending now. Do you want to do the bending or not?
See, and I go too girly. No,
forget the girl stuff.
Hey, bitch.
Whoa.
Hey, you sexy bitch. I don't think studs are disrespectful, but I feel like I just need to go there in order to get into it. Hey, you got a Gucci? I like it. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm certain that's going to work. That panty's going to be falling to the floor, Angel. Who could resist? Do you got a coochie?
Energy.
Do you got a coochie? Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
If you had a grill.
It's all over for
Angel. If you did that with a grill, they're going to be like, whose panties are these? Yeah. Not mine.
They're yours now. Yeah, that's what I like. Now let me take off these swim trunks I got on. These compression draws. Now, that's the only part I cannot get down with. I'm not going into big draws. I'm not.
Wear the boy short.
I don't want panties to begin with. You think I'm going to go into board short? No. No. I'm not putting on the draws. That's where I draw the line. And actually having sex with a woman.
You got a coochie. Somebody in here said, I date women. That might work for some, but not most. Okay, Angel, we need a softer approach. That worked for a hood little hood chick. She probably do crimes. Now you got a woman in corporate America. You ain't just finna be calling her out her name and ask her if she got a coochie. You gotta diversify.
Yeah.
Okay, she got glasses on, Angel.
I got it. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Hey. We can't let. Hey. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Want me to help carry that? Actually, this is too heavy for me too, but you know what I'm saying? I be working out, you see. Yeah, I be working out in the morning, 5 a.m.
Angel, what are you talking about? This is the type of no game plan. Can I help you with this? I can't carry it. I be working out.
I don't really actually want to carry it myself.
You got to flatter her, Angel. There's all kind of studs. One just cussed her out. That's when she had a coochie.
But we're both pretty. She got to say, I like words of affirmation. This bitch better say something to me.
Your skin pretty. Which of you? You use that Beekman? Or you use that Le Chevrolet? What's that called? Le Chevrolet?
La Roche
Posay? La Roche Posay. Yeah. You got a Posay too? Because I like it. Yeah.
See? Comedy works.
Go back to it. See?
You right back to it. And then you go, you got a coochie.
I got the coochie now. I know I got to drop my voice. I know I got to go to the deeper register.
Got
to
go to the deeper
part.
Register.
That's the only part I know.
You gotta go down there and get it.
Gotta be down here. Won't be down with you.
What's the shoulders?
You like it?
What's the shoulders?
Plan on going to a concert. You wanna go? Got an extra ticket? Yeah.
I got a friend who's a stud. I'm asking. Now, what y'all be saying?
There's an episode of the Ball Brothers we shot in Tacoma. We asked the stud how she pulled her girl. She had like a game plan about it. It was actually good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said the key is.
What's the key?
She said you got to get them to smile and say yes to two things quickly.
Oh.
She had a whole thing. She was like, I can't remember what her thing was, but she was like, if you get people in the habit of saying yes,
okay,
they're more open to your yes. So she was like, you come here often, you live around here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that you're drinking? Is that your favorite drink? Something like that. And whatever she said to the girl was like, it was like two yeses within 30 seconds.
I got it now.
Okay.
I needed that.
Get you two yeses, Angel, and not do you have a coochie. That's all a right. Given.
Okay.
Well, you can't go anatomy.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, bitch. You green? You short?
Kept stroking. Kept actually choking.
Come home with me.
Angel, it can't be verifiable.
It's yes.
No. It's got to be more clever than this. Are you green? Are you short?
I need help. This is what I need to be hit on.
You can't do it. Yeah, you need the films to come up to you, yeah, Angel.
Yes.
Your game, you worse than me kicking game.
Yes.
What is this? What is this? You're like you're looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to have to talk to me.
You ain't going
to
be doing no bending, Angel.
Yes.
No,
yes.
You got to do. You're not doing no bending like this.
Angel, they asked what's your stud name?
Oh, man. Shoot.
Keep the voice down.
Oh, no. There's so many. Don't laugh. That dick angel. Dick Angel.
Oh my God, that dick.
They would be all over it.
Oh.
But it would be Big Angie. I would let him call me Angie then, Big Angie. Big Angie, yeah. 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 Yeah, they would be all over me. I don't care. The fems would be over there trying to flirt with me.
Strap Chick Angel.
Strap Chick.
Shout out to you who said that. Angel the Strapdress. Shout out to Lo. Oh, who said Strap Chick Angel? I miss who said it first. Shout out to the Patreon. Somebody
said Big Angel is my name, or Big Angie. I like that.
Strap Trick Angel.
I can't do it. I can't do the hitting on. It's just not enough practice.
That's why I can't be unmarried. I would never. I didn't even hit on Melissa. She warmed up to me.
Yeah, I.
I don't know how men. Do men just walk up to women and?
Yes, I know how to position myself so a guy knows he can approach me. Excuse me.
Really?
I don't know how to. So what's up? I don't know how to do that.
What's with the shoulders?
Because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out. And y'all gonna be like, oh my God, by the time I do, I'm gonna have it figured out.
I wanna ask a question to the community.
To the community.
Do studs only be doing the bending? Can they be?
I think studs.
They can be dined on?
Yeah. I mean, studs are girls too. They be wanting, sometimes they want to be wined and dined. Sometimes they
want their coochie though?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, studs get bent too. That's what Glenn said. They can be verse. Shout out to you.
I mean, because they still have the same.
They still got the anatomy up in there.
Yeah, same they anatomy.
Still feel good?
Yeah.
Got a clit horse. It's a clitoris
they
now.
They want, what you call it?
Femmes can be dominant. We're learning all kinds of things in here.
That's what I.
You never seen a pregnant stud? Touche, I have actually.
Well, somebody said, as a stud, though.
The answer is yes. Oh, there's touch me nots. Oh, LGBTQ up in here.
I don't know what
studs live in the multiverse.
And I see
Dom Femme here. What's Dom Femme? You appear as a woman, but you do the bending.
She is a feminine.
Feminine bender.
But be dominating.
The last avatar bender. But femme.
The femme.
Femme with the bender. How y'all talk to each other? How y'all be mean the other ones? How you say I'm femme, but I be bending? How you tell somebody that? I used to do the bending and bend over. Y'all curious. Velvet stud. What is that?
Oh, they got all types of names.
Femme aggressive. There's all kinds of things to learn in LGBTQ.
There is.
And plus IIA.
Apparently, I have mastered it, as you all have saw.
Are you green? Are you short? Do you have a coochie? Done.
But you got to start with, hey, bitch.
Why are you just a misogynist stud?
No, I don't think that's misogyny. I feel like it's me taking back the term. Okay. Hey, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I can say, hey, queen. There we go.
I know them backpacks be, the peens be in the backpacks. Hey, I know that because, Paris Sachet has a joke about that.
Carrying around in the backpack.
She said the big ones be too expensive. She's like, you want that? You got to buy it. The peens, yeah. I should call my homegirl. Oh, she's probably a dom.
She's probably a dom.
I mean, femme. I'm about to text her. We never really talked about her. Oh, she's not a stud.
I felt like Angel was trying to qualify the girl for a credit card. Really? How's your credit score?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I said, do not call her.
I ain't gonna call her. I'm gonna text her. She be at work.
Listen, I'm gonna send this.
Send this out to the land and see if the women want to be talked to like this. Maybe the Patreon don't, but somebody gonna be like, yeah, talk to me like that.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like studs probably get approached more than what we really realize. I feel like we in this people. Room. I think the femmes be the one that be like,
stud me out.
That be, because that's what I feel like I be seeing. I be seeing feminine girls become even more girly and more like the stuff that I would see them do around a dude for me to know, oh, you trying to have that dude
to
holla?
Give like the, you know, like how peacocks do the feathers.
Yes.
Let them know you come holla at me.
That's what
I'm hollerable.
I have seen more women do that around studs of get extremely girly and feminine than I've seen aggressive stud lesbian women hitting on feminine.
I feel like women, this is me not being a part of the community, shout out to y'all. I feel like women are more, maybe queer men as well, more open to possibilities than probably straight men are.
Say it one more time.
More open to possibilities.
No, say the beginning of it.
I feel like women and queer men, non-straight people.
Yeah.
People are part of the queer community.
Yeah.
Probably open to more variables than like straight men.
Yeah.
Straight men tend to be
Yeah.
I do the bending.
Yeah.
You know, men still, a lot of time online, men still struggle with doing certain stuff with your woman is gay. That don't even make sense.
They be like, that's not straight. I'll be like, but it's with, but you want a woman to do it. So that makes
it used to be considered not manly to eat coochie. I think DJ Khaled was like, I still don't eat coochie to this day. Bless you. I remember when I was in high school, it was still very frowned upon. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure people did it. There's a whole arc about it in The Sopranos. Like the mafia men, they thought you were like a weak man if you ate that coochie. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. What I be saying is it'd be hard for straight men. I'm gay and I eat coochie, boy. We got all type of people in here. Oh, and ID. We got all type of people in the stage crew.
Wow. Just everybody's out there. Everybody. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is.
What a shout out to y'all.
I would make a great stud.
But I think now you have some work to do, Angel.
No, because listen, what I said.
Gay women in the chat. Is Angel getting y'all?
But no, I don't have to get them. They come to me. I could just be like.
Oh, you just be in the corner doing shoulders.
And lotion on my hands. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then they come on to me. That's what's gonna happen.
Because yeah. They're gonna see you in the game. They like, dang, you was hooping out there. And you're gonna be like, yeah, shoulder.
You saw that?
That move is stupid.
What, you're on step? They saw it. But they not going, I don't have to do that part. I don't have to
do
that.
You just got to stand there and be beautiful, and that's all you got to do. You ain't got to bring nothing to the table.
Because let me tell you, that's one thing. Them studs, the pretty studs, they be pretty, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, Dale, you done wasted all that face. I'm glad you over there because I can't compete with you.
Go over there with them.
Yeah, get over there.
You ain't taking my nigga over here.
Right, exactly. Well, no, the nigga still be like, hey, if anytime you need to rent out a penis for you, I can be.
Oh, man.
They be making me mad. Them damn... pretty, pretty, like you just like you would.
Mm-hmm.
Why you look like that?
I seen a TikTok. Oh, I wish I had seen it earlier.
What's that girl's name that invited? And I want you to tell me, what's that girl's name that invited?
Sydney Colson?
Sydney. She's one that I'm like, I'm glad you over there.
And hair down her back.
I'm glad you over there with your pretty damn funny. Face.
Her girlfriend is gorgeous too. Both y'all of just them. Be gorgeous all pretty. In the world.
Hey, bitches. That's what. Pretty ass girls. I said, yeah, y'all stay over there together. Don't you come over this way.
Sydney's sister got beautiful hair too. Just hair down the back.
Yeah, but well, tell me what you saw on the Insta TikToks.
This girl said, you think niggas play in your face? She was a queer woman. You think niggas play in your face? Ain't nobody gonna play in your face like a woman. She said, I was dating this girl. I wish I seen the TikTok like last week, so it'll take me forever to go through my watch history. She was like, I was dating this girl a while back, and she was super religious. And I wasn't, but I go to church with her because that made her feel comfortable. I'm laughing at the punchline because I never saw it coming. I go to church with her because that made her comfortable, right? Church ain't really my thing. So we go to church, pastor preaching about regular stuff. I'm like, oh, cool. I ain't been to church in a while, but he ain't really tripping. He said, towards the end of the message, he starts turning homophobic. You know, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve stuff, all that stuff. That's sort of homosexuality is wrong. Sin is sin. So she was like, okay, well, I'm never coming back here again. It don't matter. I supported her once. I'm never coming back. She said, the man comes down the pulpit, walks up to the girl she's dating, and kisses her in the mouth. He said, y'all, show some love for my wife right here. And she said,
oh, my God. Today,
she said, a nigga would never do me like these women be out here doing me.
With her church.
To the church where she's the first lady, Angel. Full on dating for months. Got kissed in the mouth by the pastor. Diabolical.
I would scream.
There's no way a man is doing that. That's crazy.
But they will. You know what? There was somebody else we both know that was like, let me keep that to myself.
You finally caught yourself.
Let me keep that to myself. All right,
text me so you can don't forget. Cause you go tell me when you finish.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my homegirl's fluid. She do the bending. You do the bending.
Listen.
Hold on. Let me see her little voice. No. Now, how you always been fluid? Cause I ain't really took you for a bender. How long you been doing the bending? Come on, fluid. Depends on the night. Hey, it is. In other news, John Cena turned heel. at Elimination Chamber.
What does that mean?
John Cena.
He became a traitor?
He became a bad guy.
Oh.
Essentially Hulk Hogan of this generation. Okay. In the sense of not racism wise, but like the good guy.
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish Foundation kids.
Yeah.
All this type of stuff. Angel, biggest heel turn since Hulk Hogan, probably. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw it coming. Not me. I don't see anything coming. That's the benefit of being me.
Mm-hmm.
When I be watching movies and stuff,
you be like, what?
I don't be seeing nothing coming.
How did that happen?
I don't do no research. Have you watched Paradise?
No, I'm posting.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Please don't.
You haven't seen any of it? Okay. I will just say the season finale was very enjoyable.
Okay.
And I didn't, what I ruined myself with Game of Thrones, I was too into the show and I went down the rabbit hole and I spoiled myself.
Correct.
Ever since then,
don't
I'm like,
that. Stay out.
Apparently, there's all kind of fan theories for Paradise. I didn't know.
Spoilers?
No spoilers. Okay, I was just telling her that I don't be seeing stuff coming. The whole first episode of Paradise, I didn't see nothing coming. The John Cena heel turn, a lot of wrestling enthusiasts saw it coming, but
they saw it coming.
A lot of people didn't see it coming.
Like yourself.
He kicked Cody in the balls. And Cody said the F word on TV, which the baby faces don't usually be cussing. He told The Rock.
Zach and Cody?
No, Cody Rhodes. Oh. You know Dustin Rhodes? Gold Dust, you remember him? Gold Dust, the wrestler, he used to be, he's a huge man, black and gold. He had gold face.
I know Dustin Nickerson. He tells jokes.
Who did you know of wrestlers? Name me, how many wrestlers you know from any time?
Hulk Hogan.
That ain't the only one.
Snap-a-doo Slim Jim.
Okay, Macho Man. Angel, come on now.
Randy Savage, is that Macho
That's
Man?
That's Macho Man. You know Undertaker.
I've heard the name.
Stone Cold?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Rock?
You know Steve Austin?
I didn't know The Rock as a wrestler at all.
Really?
I knew him as
Did you know DX?
I remember this hand move. I don't know who did it.
So you never was into wrestling at all?
I liked the women of wrestling, GLOW. But they were not real.
They're real. That's more, it's actually more surprising. Well, not you being a woman makes more sense, but that was like indie stuff. I was watching that show on Netflix.
They weren't real. It's like, I felt their storyline way more, in my opinion. It
David
was like,
Batista was a wrestler?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I would
the aggression era.
I would turn the TV off during wrestling. I wasn't into it. I'm so into it. I can see.
I will say, from a child watching wrestling as a child and even in high school, the wrestlers are more athletic now than they were. Yeah. A lot of time when I was younger, there was a lot, they were just like big and strong and lumbering.
Yeah.
But you watch like Jacob Fatu, he's a big man, but he's Angel, he do this move where he jumps on the, you know, the turnbuckle ropes. He jumps on the second one, jumps to the top one, and does a backflip.
Oh, that's very athletic.
Oh, I mean, Bianca Belair be flipping. Io Sky, they is flipping men, women. It used to be like a few people could flip. These people are some flipping people.
Would you ever want to be in the ring? Like if they did like a choreographed thing for you, would you ever want to do that?
I just might be doing that soon.
Oh!
Small little independent wrestling outfit. I need to follow.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, that would be great, Kevin.
Ask me,
I have to be there.
Would I be interested in doing something, being commentator, being in the match? I said,
yes,
me?
All the above.
Would I be interested in wrestling?
Oh, you're like, absolutely. And you need to take care of yourself, though.
Oh, I cannot get hurt.
Right, you can't.
I'm not taking no bump. I'm not smacking. So apparently, Travis Scott was in John Cena's heel turn. And he punched Cody Rhodes for real and blacked his eye and busted his eardrum.
Now, Travis Scott is...
The rapper.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay,
he
I
was in the ring during John Cena's heel turn. You know, WWE be having celebrities sometime. I got to show you the video. He, like, smacked, punched Cody Rhodes for real.
Why would he do that? Does he
it was know? Part of the, like, beat-up thing. But I don't think they taught him how to do the wrestling punch.
You're doing more with your body than actually contact.
And he punched him because he don't know, and you did too much.
You don't let them in the thing then, though. You don't put them in the ring.
I was watching Ric Flair's documentary. He said he practiced his punches so much. He had a ring hold down a string in his room that he would tape to the ceiling, and he'd punch it and punch it and punch it until he got to the point where he could make contact with it and the string not move. Wow. That's how diligent. He said it took him years.
I bet.
To get it that good. Celebrities don't be having that. So anyway, I'm having the time of my life. We're going to Raw Monday. I'm not going to hurt my shoulder.
What I'm worried about mainly is your shoulder and your back, actually.
And my knee and my plantar fasciitis.
And your hamstring.
Also, and my hamstring is sore right now. Maybe I should do the commentating part. I got to get in the ring.
If you're in, you're in, man.
And I ain't doing the panties. I've thought about this.
Then what you gonna put on?
I gotta go. No. I could do that.
You don't want to show. Like,
I don't want to put my meat. I don't want my meat to be.
You don't want to show the tan.
But nah. The thing is, we've been watching wrestling for a long time. Their packages has never been like a huge part of.
No,
the
it ain't.
So you can get yourself set up right.
My character would have cargo pants.
No. Put on the tight. No.
No, I'm not putting no tights on.
Kev on stage in the ring.
Kev on Matt.
Yeah, Matt, whatever the hell, is wearing spandex.
I can't wear the panties.
Not the panties. That's why I said not your mask.
And that could be for your 25%.
Yeah.
It's not really 25. It's like 12.5.
Oh, now you want to be specific.
No, I'm 1/8. I'm 1/8. La raza.
Damn.
How much you got to be luchador? How much can you pull back?
I don't know, man.
I couldn't have a 1/8 of a mask. Just cover the eyes.
They won't say no.
But the luchadors, they be too athletic, man. They're always flipping in Huracanrana and all
you're
that.
You're on your way, man. Cartwheel?
Mm-hmm.
See? This.
You're on your way. You've been doing good. The perfect cartwheel.
I can't do it in here.
Do it like Creed.
I want you to go all out.
Why can't I hoop in? Why can't I wrestle in hoop shorts?
No.
They'd be like, this is basketball, man. And my move be like,
but you're not
slam dunk.
I want you in like the tight things, but it can come down to your knee. Tight.
And oh, then, the singlet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I can do singlet.
Yeah, and they can
with some hoop shorts over it.
No.
I don't want my helmet to be visible.
They're not.
Nobody saying nothing.
They're not going to see it. We don't say nothing on anybody because we don't see it. They're going to put you in the right underwear, the right undergarments. Put you in that. They can do really some razzle dazzle with that.
I can't go razzle. I gotta be like black leather.
Okay, I can see that. But I was only saying razzle dazzle because you are a showman. Not razzle dazzle as in razzle dazzle. You look like you are going to be in a parade. But razzle dazzle.
So you mean like rhinestones?
No. Like cool design.
Look up Seth Rollins. See if that's what you mean. Seth Rollins outfits. Seth friggin' Rollins.
Costumes.
Yeah. Kev come out like the Big Show. Well, it's the Big Show. He had the one.
This is way cooler than what I saw.
Is what I'm saying.
But I mean, that could work. I think you would feel comfortable in that. Let me see if I can show you what I mean.
Okay.
Think of the old school mat wrestlers from back in the day. The
like wrestlers. Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
I don't know what the hell he did. I'm talking about people who wrestle for real in schools. Yeah, yeah. And the outfits.
Oh, actual wrestlers.
Yes.
Scott Steiner and them.
So something shaped like that with the so you still get to have a little chest out.
Look at Big Bronson Reed wrestle. I'm Big all in now. Bronson. He hurt himself. He's humongous, Josh. He's 300 pounds. He jumped off the cage.
What's he doing up there?
Hurting himself. His ankle hit the mat first, and he broke his ankle and foot. And
I didn't even know about it, but I knew he was going to get hurt.
He'd been out for months. Then JD McDonagh, he did a flip and landed too far, smacked his head on the announcer table, punctured his lungs. Maybe he's getting hurt for real.
Dang. The only problem with his is a leotard. It cuts up the thigh. I want some of your thighs covered. You see how everything has his thighs out. Too.
Okay, look up Scott Steiner. Because I need to get my gear ready.
Is that how you spell it?
S-T-S-T.
Steiner.
Yeah.
S-T-E-I. Okay.
Yeah, look up his wrestling stuff. Want to take a quick break from our show to talk about one of our sponsors, Ritual. 97% of women ages 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. Ritual's Essential for Women Plus has shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43%. In clinical study,
My wife is one of those 97%, and she has started taking Ritual to make sure she's getting enough vitamin D. It's part of her ritual every morning. You wake up, you brush your teeth, you get a cup of water, you take your Ritual, and as a result, your body will thank you. Only about 1% of supplemental brands on the market have a USP verified mark, which shows the product contains the ingredients actually listed on the label. Ritual vitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project certified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, and made traceable. Ritual is a female-based B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and the planet. The vitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten, major allergen-free, certified B Corp, and made traceable, which I already said. It's so good, I said it twice. No more shady business. Ritual is essential for women 18 plus. Is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/crew with a K. Start Ritual to add essential for women 18 plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/KREW for 25% off. And now back to the show.
See, this is a That's little bit one. Closer. Yeah, this is good. This one's actually yeah. really good. So not as low.
Okay.
I think that would look great.
I don't have the muscles, though. That's the problem. Well, I'm going to be like kind of flapping out there.
You're on your way, Kev. You've been doing good.
But I don't have muscles, though.
You don't need it.
I just have less fat. I'll show you the video. My stomach was big. It's way smaller now.
So if
I don't necessarily have muscles. And I have really thin arms.
Stand up so I can tell them what I want you.
My gear ready, Angel. Get my gear ready. Okay. We're in WWE 2K25.
So imagine.
Let me do my. This is how they be when you pick their clothes.
Okay. So imagine it's tank top shape, but the tank top cuts down the bottom of the clavicle.
Okay.
So tank top.
Yeah. But then imagine the clap. We can see his clavicle. So you just see a little inner tit, but not too much.
Just
maybe
here,
a,
just here.
And just maybe a little bit on the outer tit.
Side boob.
We want the shorts to come about right here, though.
Okay.
Right.
Put lotion on for the match.
Why?
I shouldn't.
No.
Gotta be authentic.
So right here, right there, and then him and he's. What'd you say?
No, he's the kryptonite. He's like
sliding all over the place.
Moisture.
Then maybe a neat little black boot.
Yeah, Jonas boots.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're like,
my move could be to tell me, and I'll be like,
yes.
And then I'll go boom. Nobody's ever done that.
No, and you'd
That'd be
first.
Really cool.
He's gonna get the tell me going, guys.
Boom!
Big elbow
and
drop.
Everybody starts like singing. Tell me!
No! No! No!
I don't want it.
Boom!
But attached here, I think we should have a cape. No, for real, it comes off, but a cape.
Oh, just for when I walk down.
Yeah, for the dramatics. Okay. Will is never known.
They say elbow dislocated immediately.
For dramatics.
Coming to the stage.
Yeah. It's Kev on Mac.
Kev on Mac.
Yeah.
And
they're playing.
My call out.
And they're playing, never would have made. As you're walking out.
Why?
Because you're a gospel. Yeah.
Nehu! He's calling for the tell me.
Yeah.
Four. Yeah. Boom. Then I do this.
Yes. And that is a hot niggas. Yeah, no, I think that would be dope.
Since my day is coming, Angel.
I think that would be so fire. You could have on your cape is for black people anyway or something like that.
Yeah.
You whip it off and throw it.
It came on in shirts.
Edna did say no capes, but it can't get caught in the turbine.
Oh, I'm Edna. Oh, and then Melissa can come in just a one tight catsuit.
Yeah, like Miss Elizabeth.
All right, let me see Miss Elizabeth.
She was a woman who she used to be with. Was it Miss Elizabeth?
Oh, see, I see her.
Well, she would hold him. I'm coming for you, nigga. Who was that lady with Booker T when he said that?
Was that
Shirley
video
or something?
Was so funny.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga. Who was that woman in there?
Coming for you. Let me see. I see a woman.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, but put Melissa in a nice little, cute little tie cat suit.
Like the one she did with our Busta Rhymes video.
Yes.
Low key, those were. My pants there were like kind of like liquid leggings.
Something like that. She wore a cute cat suit to like the when they took their mom to that concert.
Mm-hmm.
One little piece cat suit so she could stand there, pose.
Get off my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it, but she needs the 80s hair.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I want to see this happen. Is it going to be out here? Because I want to see it.
No, it might be a WrestleMania weekend.
That'd be great.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I think. Don't pee-pee. Now, that's the only thing. If you go tinkle, put some toilet paper down there afterwards just to catch any extra that go down.
Don't be in a rush that day.
Mm-mm. No, I gotta pee early.
He said, Randy said, why 80s? Because that's the last time I saw wrestling, okay? So I needed to still look like that for it to make any sense to me.
Oh, this has been fun.
It was.
I told my homegirl I was proud of her for doing the bending.
Did you tell her how you, now, but if Angel ever go out on the market for the lesbians, she's taking everybody for the lesbians.
Hold on.
Let her know. If Big Ange ever get out there, one of them call me, they call me Angelo. Yeah. They ain't going to be able, what they going to do?
Call her. I need more studs on the dial. I don't know that many that I have their number.
You know?
Mute it real quick, Josh, in case she says no.
Mute it.
This is my friend. She is.
Show a good picture.
I'm going to show you a good picture. I ain't going to do you like that, Maddie Matt. I wouldn't even do you like that. I ain't going to do you like that. I'm a, luckily she don't post on Instagram that much, so be
all right, Maddie. This is yeah, hold on. I'm so excited.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, she was at the wedding.
Well, she was at the wedding?
What's your text me your Instagram. I can't.
We met at the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, it was I was like one of the only people that had like a green dress on.
Text me your Instagram, Maddie. Oh, you know what? I'll find you on Facebook.
Y'all watch. See, y'all didn't think I could do it.
On there. Text me Instagram.
Tell her to text you a picture she likes.
Or text me a picture.
Just text him a picture you like.
Why I go on Facebook and type in Facebook?
Instead you're old.
Okay. Oh, this is a good picture, Maddie. Your profile picture look good.
Let me see. Okay. That's an old picture, but yeah.
Okay, send me one that's relevant. Okay.
Watch.
That's not relevant, but recent.
Reset.
Yeah. So know what you're working with. See, here's a picture of her in my merch, man. This is a supportive nigga, man. Here's our flyers. Hey, Maddie, I'm already back to 2011 with two swipes. Girl, what have you been doing? You ain't been posting nothing. I took, you know how long it took me to get to 2011 on my Facebook? An hour.
This is a recent picture.
All right, here we go. Recent picture. Oh, okay. You better be making serving face.
Oh yeah, I know you, girl.
Yeah, okay, but you don't know her.
Okay,
girl, Maddie.
Yes, me and Maddie know each other.
Okay, but you ain't never tried to pull her now. Angel trying to do the bending, Maddie. She ain't trying to pull you, but she want to do the bending. All right, here she goes. She licking her lips, Maddie. Okay, here, look at her. She's across the club. Okay, she's drinking a Mai Tai. Okay. I don't know what your drink of choice is, man. Okay. She's drinking a Mai Tai right now. Here you go, Angel. You got one shot.
I got it. Hush up before I mess up.
All right. Kick game.
Okay, I'm going to give you my stud voice. Hey.
Oh.
How you doing?
Am I supposed to be answering back?
Yeah. You got to let her holler, Maddie. You got to put your Mai Tai down. You got to answer.
I got to put my Mai Tai down.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I noticed your hair. Who do your hair?
I do.
You good. Do you do other people's hair? Because I've been thinking about getting my hair done like that.
Let me see your texture.
It's like 4B, sometimes 4A in a couple of areas. Yeah.
Nah, she ain't no real stud because they already got locks.
See? God dog it. I was trying to get a yes.
You're not she done okay. Sussed you out now. Angel, you put the locks in.
Shit. Okay.
Okay, let her start over. She okay. Didn't know. She Maddie, didn't know. You got locks, Angel.
I tried a different technique. I'm sorry. I'm ready.
She done picked you out. You ain't one of us.
I got it now.
They not like us.
I got it. I'm ready. Right, here you go. You ready, Maddie? All right.
Come on, Angel.
I'm coming in hot.
Maddie ready. Been in here with this community now.
Hey, bitch. Hey. Now, I think you're cute. You can put down the Mai Tai. Let's go. Nah, I don't want to hear it. Come on. Use mine.
That's how they do it.
Thank you.
I was wrong, Angel.
Down your Mai Tai.
Angel was right. they do it. Thank you, Maddie. She'll be over to do the bending soon. All right, y'all. Angel, I doubted you.
Hold on. Randy Sneed said she sounded like an angry Marcus.
That's how he got me. Hey.
Girl. Who's Jackie?
Hey, girl. You know you mine. I am.
She said, you know what? That's about how it goes, actually. She just snapped into play.
I tried to be more applicable, but no.
Shout out to you, Angel.
Yeah.
Angel's doing the bending.
If men go
with
first stink.
Try, you better have them locks in or they going to know you ain't real.
See, I had them in. I didn't know.
No, real. Not faux locks. You don't know your texture.
I'm not going to be able to commit. if that's what we got to do, you don't have to worry. I'll be straight for forever.
All right, y'all. We've had a good time. We hope you have too. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Goody.
Podcast.
Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.